This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Next time you have a chance, look up at the buildings around you and think about what you see. The windows and the doors, what kind of roof the building has, maybe. Chances are you're not thinking about the easiest way to rob the place, but others are, burglars and thieves. Jeff Mano has spent some time trying to get into those criminals' heads, architecturally speaking, and he's written about it in a new book called A Burglar's Guide to the City. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Why a book on burglary in the city and all of that?
Well, I'm an architecture and design writer, and I just noticed over the years of covering cities and buildings that some of the most interesting and actually creative approaches to the built environment were actually coming from the world of crime. When you look at how burglars look at the built environment, the kinds of vulnerabilities, the kind of blind spots, how they move even from room to room, it just seemed that there needed to be some sort of architectural introduction to burglary or a burglar's guide to the city.
Give me a for instance. What stuck out to you in your research?
Sure. There's everything from a burglar in Maryland who was known for breaking into one townhouse and then carving through the drywall into the next townhouse, then going through the drywall into the next townhouse. There was a gang in Los Angeles, in fact, actually, who broke into a bank from below. It remains unsolved. And they came in using the sewer system in June of 1986.
Is there a thing that we can do? I mean, we have to live in this built environment, right? We have to live in these cities. We just have to get used to it, right? We just have to, criminals are going to figure this out, robbers are going to figure this out, and we just have to deal with it.
Yeah, it's kind of part of the DNA of the modern metropolis where criminals are finding ways into our buildings. So we respond by getting things like timers on our lights or extra locks on the front door. And it's this endless arms race that's been going on for centuries and if not even millennia. Part of my book goes back to ancient Rome and talking about the prevalence of urban crime in that era.
Even back to Paris in the 17th century and this whole idea of the city of light is criminally based.
Yeah, that really blew me away that when we refer to Paris as the city of light, it sounds so romantic and it sounds like this really beautiful image of urban cooperation and hope. But in fact, it was a 17th century police operation that led to the nickname when the king ordered the streetlights to be installed.
Talk to me for a minute about LA, because there was a big excerpt in the New York Times Magazine a couple of weeks ago, obviously a big section of the book, about LA and how it is influenced and influences crime in the pursuit thereof or burglaries in the pursuit thereof.
Sure. Yeah. LA is a really interesting example where you have a transportation decision that was made, which was to crisscross the city with freeways and then give that enough time and people figure out alternative ways of using those freeways. And so LA, of course, is already widely known for high-speed car chases.
Yeah.
But another side effect that all the freeways had was that you had these things developing called stop and robs. And so it's basically a bank, a credit union, or any business that's at the bottom of an off-ramp and at the bottom of an on-ramp. They can just pull off the freeway and then race their way to freedom, minutes later. And so Los Angeles in that way had this peculiar ability to sort of instigate a crime wave in the 1990s where LA became, the bank robbery capital of the world. There was a bank robbery of every 45 minutes of every workday.
Wow. Police obviously are responding to this in sort of a hacker and victim kind of way, right? I mean, the criminals are always innovating and the cops are having to, chase them and catch up.
They are, but there's a lot of innovation on the side of the police as well. There's a really fascinating program that I cover in the book that it was coming out of England, actually. It's called the Capture House Program. And so the police have actually developed these fake apartments where they're filled with, laptops and cameras and expensive gear, but everything's covered with forensic coatings and UV-detected liquids and that kind of stuff. So that, if you break in, you'll be caught on camera and you'll be covered in this glowing liquid.
In this digital age, it's interesting that there is still so much physical theft and robbery.
Yeah, that's what I really like about this is that it engages with architecture in a really hands-on, pretty lo-fi way. And I think it's important to be reminded that even though people seem to be switching to cybercrime and hacking and identity theft, there still is this risk of real physical breaking and entering.
Jeff Mano, the book is called A Burglar's Guide to the City. Jeff, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me.